Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 54, favorite Walt Disney World memories. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello and welcome to Memory 54 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, as you know, Walt Disney World and specifically the Magic Kingdom just turned 40 this past week, and sadly I was not able to swing a trip down there to attend the festivities, though from what I'm reading online and seeing from the day, I'm not sure I missed all that much. Still, it's time to celebrate and remember those 40 special years, and what a better way to do that than through you, the listeners. So I threw the question out to Twitter and Facebook and got some great responses. I'm not going to read all of them, but if you'd like to see what others had to say or maybe give your feedback, stop by the Facebook page. You can find the link on our www.memories.net website. So let's start with a story from Callum. He posted this on Facebook. 2 years ago when we went, we decided to go see the parade one more time on our last night, and we were up front watching where it all starts. Well, they picked my youngest to help carry the pole at the end of the parade. He was 9 at the time, and halfway to the castle, he let my oldest, who just turned 16 while we were there, take and carry it the rest of the way, which was just awesome. This year, we took advantage of our early magic hours and headed straight for Space Mountain. Well, we rode it, and then fast passed it, and then rode it again. And next thing you know, in a little less than an hour and a half, we had rode it 7 times straight. It was a ton of fun as we would pose for the cameras with our sevens held up with all 6 of us from our group. Here's another story. This one from Lynn, who also posted it on Facebook. The earliest memory I have of WDW is when they were celebrating the 15 years. I believe I was 8 years old. I still remember the theme song for the parade, 15 years, and we're having a party. And remember the floats. I also remember that they were giving things away as you entered the park. I wanted to win one of those hat visors that had the lights on it. I never got it, but my mom won a free ticket to the Magic Kingdom, which we used a couple years later. My first visit to WDW was in 83, but I think my first real memory of it was during the 15th anniversary. And now I can't count how many times I've been and all the memories I have. My husband and I were even married at the Wedding Pavilion in 2007, and I have 3 children, and 2 of them have celebrated birthdays at WDW. And my youngest, 19 months, just celebrated his first trip to WDW and first haircut at WDW about 3 weeks ago. Next, a memory from Kasten. She shared a great story, again on Facebook. January 2009, my boyfriend and I spent the day at the Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, and Epcot for my 24th birthday. It was an amazing day that ended in Epcot with a dinner at Le Cellier Steakhouse and fireworks. It was an amazing birthday. Then, in August of that year, we went to the Hollywood Studios in Magic Kingdom for his 25th birthday. We had an amazing day again, and the weather couldn't have been more perfect. Surprisingly, for an August day in Florida, it wasn't that hot. Every time we got off a ride, he would check his pockets, and I thought that was strange, but I didn't think anything of it. Later that day, we ended with fireworks in front of the castle, and after they were over, my boyfriend got down on one knee and asked me to be his wife. Of course, I said yes. It was the most amazing day I've ever had at the Magic Kingdom. Before we left, we made sure to get a Disney-themed picture frame with the year on it, so we could always remember that day. And last month, we purchased annual passes. We plan on celebrating our 2-year wedding anniversary in March at all 4 of the Disney parks. And finally, my favorite came from Jennifer. She posted this on Facebook also. This year, we visited in February with our whole family. Myself, husband, daughter, mother, father, and mother-in-law. We were in the Magic Kingdom the last night during extra magic hours when everybody decided that they were ready to leave early. My daughter, age 9, and I wanted to stay. We rode several rides and played like we were the only ones in the park. We had no idea what time it was and when we decided to come back through Cinderella Castle towards Main Street. When we got to the bridge, we saw a group of people standing, looking up at the castle. We turned around right as the clock up on the castle struck midnight, and we decided to chime the hour, and everyone standing there joined in. The moment was kind of surreal, making us feel like we had been the princess, and our coach was getting ready to turn back into a pumpkin. With that, we decided to call it a night, which was a perfect last night to our vacation. So, like all of you, I too have had so many memories in the park, it's really hard to just pick one. And to be honest, I think my favorite memory changes every time, because I think that things have honestly just keep getting better every time. I remember going in 86, I think that was my first time, by the way, which was with my family. We were avid amusement park goers already, and this was definitely more special than anything we'd seen before, with sights and smells that you just don't find at just a general amusement park. On a subsequent trip, I remember wandering around Tomorrowland in search of Alien Encounter, which was new and I'd read about, but we couldn't find it. The park closed and we were on our way out of Tomorrowland, and a cast member was shouting, "Last show, come on in!" I didn't know what it was, but shoot, it was the last show, so we couldn't pass up a bonus ride after the park's already closed. You know, you gotta go. Once we got inside, we realized this was it. We found it. Making such an amazing end to an already awesome day. Another trip, I'd gotten chosen to be part of the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular and was asked to do the diabolical laugh. Oh boy, do I wish I had my recorder on me at that time. Then standing just feet away from the action, it was still just awesome to see. But honestly, the greatest memory for me now has to be meeting the mice with Susie here at Walt Disney World. Now, she's already met both of them at Disneyland about 6 months earlier, so it wasn't her first time, but it was the first time here in Walt Disney World. So at the judges' tent, when we were led into the room, Susie almost sprinted ahead of everyone as if Mickey and Minnie were waiting just for her to arrive. When it was finally our turn, she was almost speechless, but you could see her excitement. She tried talking to them and giving them hugs and kisses. And when the rest of the family went up, both Mickey and Minnie took a moment to point to Tracy's baby belly, and another memory is created there for us as well. So today, I'm going to let you join in this memory with us. We'll jump into the memory as we walk through Mickey's house, into his backyard, and into the judge's tent. Susie's in Grandpa's arms and enjoying the cartoons while we wait. It's been a fun morning. We're all getting a little hungry now, though, and our breakfast reservation is still a little ways ahead of us. Finally, we're heading back to the room and where Mickey and Minnie are waiting. We are the last family to enter, but it works out in the end as we don't get shoved out by the next group entering. Instead, we get a fair amount of time to really enjoy interacting with the pair, taking photos with the immediate family, and then with everyone in the group. Now, during the pictures, I actually take the microphones out and let them hang down my back so I can get a nice picture. So the sound isn't always in true binaural, but it still sounds really good. So I still suggest, you know, headphones on. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive a special mouse-filled memory with my family. Just go in. You mind videography?
Do I what?
Would you mind doing video?
Let's go look at Mickey's room. Let's see if his room's clean.
Who lives in here, Suze? Who do you think lives here?
Now, here are the latest two town stores. 6 to 5, 5 to 6, and 0 to zip. And that's the two town sports report. The two town sports report is brought to you by the two town insurance company. They cover any permanent injuries, car bomb, hot foot, explosions, bull dogs, TNT, disguises, cigars, any model of our steam rollers, and smashing into brick walls, disguises, tunnels.
Is this Mickey's house?
This is Old Oak Creek. You come until next time. Because next time, I may change my name to something else.
Let me go find Mickey. He said it's not that bad.
Some sort.
No, that you can call someone. We're gonna find Mickey out here. Let's go find him.
Trace, I think you separated.
You're okay.
We're all kind of going the same way in the same sort of speed, right? What do you see out here, Suze? Can you find any Mickey Mouses?
Pumpkins.
Well, tomatoes.
Pumpkins.
You see some big pumpkins? Here, stand right there, would you, and smile? Can you smile for me? Yeah, that was so sweet. Who's over here? Who's this? Goofy, and who else? Is it Mickey? About how long is the wait, do you think?
20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, we've waited an hour, so this is really
good. Is it just a quiet day?
So far, so good.
Thank you.
And it's air conditioned. Does that feel good? Susie, let me have your sunglasses.
What does it take to grow a patch living long enough to repair? That's why Chase Donald shows up.
Is there a Minnie Mouse back there? Who's that?
Uh-oh. Looks like Donald's got...
That's Dale, yeah.
And this little fella's about to take it right out of the competition.
Is that supposed to be a Dale like early on, or is that
just a Dale?
What?
Or just a chipmunk, I think. It may have been a predecessor or something at one point, but... Diaper bag, yes. What's Goofy doing?
Yeah, Goofy and Donald.
We got them all. We've seen them all at once.
In the end, though, the recipe turned out simply smashing. Winning first prize in the final stretch. Since its humble beginnings, Mickey's Toontown Fair has always been a showcase. Let's take a gander at some of the prize-winning acts from the fair's early days.
I never understood what anybody saw in those old cartoons.
Each year, the agriculture judges are selected from our fair community.
Even as a kid, you didn't.
The bug judges took the competition by swarm.
And there's some bugs, Susie? Are the bugs eating all the animals, all the plants, and tomatoes?
Everyone loves a delicious tomato. These judges couldn't seem to get enough. Ay, 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 what fine looking potato.
Somewhat of an adult to know that a potato.
For many fairgoers, livestock is a highlight of the fair. So let's take a look at some recent blue ribbon winners.
Just flashed the screen white.
Yeah. I think I wasn't trying to get the screen. I was trying to get the stuff below it. Something's on the string. You can hear them. They're trying to get the string that's on the video. They just handed it to me. Is that good enough?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know if it needed to be initialized or anything like that. Okay.
When she takes the pictures and scans the card, that's the beginning.
Okay. to them as well.
All right, handsome.
If you
look at me, honey. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. All right. There we go. Dad on the other side.
That's great. Thanks, Minnie. Say bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh, you got a kiss from Minnie.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
What is that for? Because Minnie kissed Bella?
Yeah.
Girls still have cooties, don't they? Bye-bye. She was so
Susie, look up here.
Yay.
Camera's done. My camera's trying to catch up to all the pictures I just took. One more. Look this way, Susie.
Cheese.
Can we get some with the whole family?
Sure.
Yeah, everybody.
Interesting, like this person.
It's a cheap.
Nice kiss.
I don't know, but it looks like you're doing pretty good.
Hey, Mickey.
Mikey.
Boy. Gonna be a Mikey.
Alright, everybody. Look over here, guys. 1, 2, 3, princess!
Look at the cameras, Susie. Look at the cameras.
She can't take her eyes off of Minnie. It is wanting to catch up, isn't it? Come on. You're telling me it's busy. Come on. Get up, busy.
Here's the battery.
Right.
Oh, nice hug.
She did it at Disneyland when we were out there.
Oh, yeah.
We went to that one restaurant for breakfast in the morning. You guys
were there.
No.
You asked
that there. And we walked in the door and Mickey's right there.
She tore off. We didn't even have a chance to catch up to her. There you go. She just made a beeline straight for Mickey.
Thanks again to everyone who wrote in response to this topic. If you have a memory to share, please feel free to leave a comment in the website or on our Facebook page. I always love hearing them, and who knows, maybe it'll be featured in an upcoming podcast. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube, and don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0, and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like the show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list, or maybe a mention us in a tweet on Facebook or on Google+, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount that you like. Or an even simpler way would be to click on the ads on the website. I've noticed an increase in the clicks, and thank you all so much. Plus, I've received some donations. It will go a long way to helping me get some new equipment, as well as cut some of the costs down. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Ray Taylor, what did you think of it?